Joined before today's batch by Beaver head coach Jim Stone. And coach, first of all, congratulations on getting to host. I know there was a little bit of doubt in some people's minds, but you get to host this weekend, and that's always got to be exciting.
Yeah, it's really exciting. It's not easy to do, and you know, it's a compliment to this team and the work that they put in the last year to make it happen.
And despite what happened in the conference tournament, you're still regular season champions. You go through undefeated. That's still quite a feather in your cap.
Yeah, it was great to be able to put a banner up and to do something that the program's not done before. And now it's time to put that behind us. And, you know, we'll, down the road at some point, we'll be able to look back and celebrate that. But right now, we're just getting focused on what's in front of us.
And speaking of what's in front of you, it's a familiar opponent. Minot State will be here at the Chet today. And tell us what you expect to see from the other Beavers, if you will.
Well, we expect to see a team that's good going forward. They've scored a lot of goals this year. They have the second leading scorer in the conference in Sophia Lewis, and I think maybe the third too with Haley Behrman. So they have kind of a dynamic duo up top, and don't quite know how they're going to arrange themselves. We have an idea, but obviously it's a bit of a guessing game. But we know we're going to see a team that's good on the ball and that's motivated and is going to work hard.
And sometimes when you play a conference opponent in any type of tournament, suddenly goals are a little bit harder to come by. Do you kind of think that's how the game's going to go today? Maybe really tight checking?
It could be. I mean, you look at the familiarity of the teams, the weather, and it potentially has that making, you know. But as they say, that's why they play the game, so you just never know. Obviously we're hoping we can find a few goals today, but it could be tight.
And whenever you have a dynamic scorer like a Rachel Norton and those around her feeding her passes to try to put the ball in the net, is there anything you can really try to design when you have a familiar opponent that you can try to get her open and get some shots for her?
Yeah, I think we'll try to get her into some new places and let her find some new areas of the field to maybe hang out a little bit and see how they adjust to that and then kind of go from there.
And you mentioned the weather earlier. Obviously you can't plan for it because it changes every couple of minutes, but can you have a general plan going in expecting to have maybe a little snow, some wind, as far as how you kind of design your offense and defense?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to, unless it got really nasty, you know, if the field's cleared somewhat adequately, I think we're going to have to be able to keep the ball on the ground quite a bit because it's going to be skipping around. And, you know, if you play long, it's probably going to get lost. You know, it's probably going to go over the end line for a goal kick or into their keeper. So, you know, offensively, we're going to have to, you know, connect and make some shorter passes and have more of a buildup than, you know, kind of a route 101, you know, just kind of straight to goal kind of thing. And then defensively, we just have to be careful because that ball is going to slide around and we need to make sure we're in good positions and getting our body in front of the ball.
And as far as Phoebe is concerned in goal, sometimes goalies stand around a little bit, don't have a whole lot of action. Mm-hmm. She's going to have to kind of keep herself moving back there to stay warm on a day like this.
She is. And, you know, this is the type of game when you get to this level where, you know, I don't anticipate her just being a passenger out there. I think she's going to be active. I think Minot's really good going forward. And they've become a lot tighter defensively lately, so it's gonna be a quality game, and there's gonna be some back and forth to it. And obviously, we'd love if Phoebe was standing around, but I don't think that's gonna be the case.
Well, Coach, thanks for your time and good luck today.
Thanks so much.
We'll be back with the starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.